வந்தேகம்
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of July, 1975, in Los Angeles, California.
Scientists say that material nature is supreme, but because we are unable to accept nature as the supreme entity, different cultures have gotten different ideas of God. They've made these things up. The Greeks had one idea, the Romans had another idea, the Indians had one idea. So we've accepted that instead of accepting nature, although nature is actually the supreme.
God is realized only by the devotees. Bhaktyanam avi janat javan jasyami tattva. Actually God is realized through devotion. There is no other way. The proportion of one's development of devotional spirit, one realizes Dejathamang prabodham. The proportion of devotion required. Real process is devotion.
But how can that be scientifically presented? How can we accept that scientifically?
No, classical scientists, they cannot understand God. Those who are actually advanced, just like Professor Einstein and others, they agree. Very God. Very great. Somebody was talking about another scientist. Big scientist. Who was talking about
that? Werner von Braun. That space scientist. He's accepted that there must be God.
Yes. So those are really scientists.
Is it a problem? Using modern observatories or, you know, large telescopes, scientists have photographed other Brahmandas. At least to my impression, they appear to be other solar systems, like they have a sun and planets around them. Does that mean the material covering between the different Brahmandas is invisible?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
But one of the coverings is Earth. One of the coverings around the universe.
It is the covering. Of the universe. Covering as far as you can see, that is covering.
Aren't there eight? Aren't there coverings of the eight elements?
Yes, that is above.
So he's saying that they have seen beyond that.
How they can see?
That was my question.
Baba said, how can they see?
Well, for example, on
now they take all these stars as sun. But that is not. Sun is one. In each universe there is one sun in the middle. In this universe in the middle, from the circumference 200 billion, 2 billion, and above the sun there is moon, then Mars. Then Venus, 1,600,000 miles above.
So the moon is further away than the sun.
Yes. Therefore, I say they have never gone to moon.
Is that Rahu?
They can see planets many trillions of miles away. They say that they can see stars trillions of miles away.
But they cannot go. That's a fact. According to their estimation, the moon is the nearest.
Yes.
But they cannot go there. Yes. Moon is one of the heavenly planets. Unless one is very advanced in karmakanda, offering sacrifices, nobody can go there. It is not so easy. Purdam gacchanti sattvastva. Those who are more and more higher status of goodness, they are promoted in the harshness. Not by drinking wine and driving Sputnik one. To drink somras.
Students
of the moon, they live for 10,000 years.
10,000 of their years?
Yes, deva.
Their years are equal to 6 months?
6 months equal to 1 day. Such 10,000.
Another field of study that Wernher von Braun is considering is unidentified flying objects. Now this previously was not acknowledged by scientists, but he recently stated that on you know, like when they've sent rockets into outer space, they filmed objects that there's no explanation for. They think that they're spaceships from other planets.
And there is Siddhaloka. Without any aeroplane they can go from one planet. They're so perfect.
So these, what they think are spaceships, perhaps are demigods?
Yes, there are on every planet.
On every planet.
But there is a planet, the residents of that planet, they can go without any space. Siddhaloka.
Scientists have done another test. Where they think the scientists are doing tests, their opinion is that from certain acids, life is coming. So they think that this can only happen in
acids,
nucleic acids. So their opinion is that this can only occur in an atmosphere of methane. So they have understood from their telescopes that Jupiter has methane in its atmosphere. So therefore they say very soon Jupiter will have life.
Very soon? Not now. They have got advanced. Most of the scientists, they think only living beings are on this planet.
Yes.
And all they are vacant.
They say the closest planet that could have life is 4 light years away. That means the fastest.
There is life within this sand.
They do not.
You can see. No, there is no life within the sun. No, in this hand. We find so many life, many millions. How there is life in the water? There is life in the water, there is life on the land, there is life in the air. So where is there no life? How we can say there is no life? That is foolishness. And they say that the dust drop on the planet is the same, which can be found here. So why there should not be life?
If there is life on other planets, then they assume it's in a plant form, or very, very low, you know, like plants, bushes, at the most.
That is their opinion.
You have a problem?
These scientists, they landed on the Rahu planet. That means that
that's like somebody was saying that there are many planets and no. They might have gone to some. That's like there are many parts of the world you have never seen. Even on this planet, you cannot say that you have seen all the parts of the world. And that's all.
Says that previously they've had many sightings, they've seen these and filmed these, but they're afraid to release them, or the government is afraid to acknowledge them because they're afraid it would cause a panic amongst, you know, the world.
Panic.
a panic that everyone would be frightened at the fact that there's people from other planets.
They are not frightened.
Fight?
Now this knowledge, they are not frightened. And if they are safe, are they safe without that knowledge? They are frightened of your atomic bomb?
They have no
explanation. He is not frightened. He is a tester. He is not frightened. Is there any person who is not frightened?
A fool.
Huh?
A fool. No.
Fool is also frightened. When there is stick. Everyone is frightened. That is the one of the conditions of material life. As eating is one of the items, similarly, frightening is also. And the more one is godless, he is more frightened.
There's this question about these, again, UFOs, they call them UFOs, whether or not they are aggressive or if they will bring us more knowledge than what we have. So there's this fear, uncertainty.
This frightfulness is due to unawareness of God. The more one is unaware of God, he is more frightened. One who is fully conscious of God, he is not frightened. Because he knows everything is God. Why shall I have faith?
Even death.
Huh?
Even death.
Death is already declared that I am dead, Krishna. There is no question.
There's a description in the Bhagavatam of Dhruva Maharaj when he's fighting all of those demons. He wasn't frightened at all.
So devotee sees Krishna in death also.
Huh?
So devotee also sees Krishna in death.
Yes. Krishna is everything. Without Krishna there cannot be anything. Janmadasya jataha. The example is given that guy. The rope, somebody is taking the snake, he's fat. And one knows that he is rope, but he is not fat. So actually the one thing, God is one. He is distributed in so many manifestations. So what realizes that is God, by his energy he is manifested in so many forms. So why should he fat?
That's an Uttam Adhikari.
Then now in the modern days, they take it the other way, that everything is God, so I can do anything.
But you are not God.
No.
You are asking. That is Mayavad theory. That because God is everything, therefore I am God. That is Mayavad. That's like Vivekananda said, why you are finding out here and there God? Here is God. So many on this street. That is it.
There was a book yesterday someone was showing me where Meher Baba was saying that everyone is in God and therefore everyone is God.
Everyone is within this space, therefore everyone is space. Just see the logic. Such rascals, they are God.
Last week, Prabhupada, you may have read that the Russians and the Americans sent up two rockets that met in outer space.
Now what is the benefit?
Well, this is the point, is that it was called the Soyuz flight. In any case, they've now they made a joint speech where they said, together we can conquer outer space. That is the purpose. So now the Russians and the Americans are trying to get, you know, to combine in their efforts to conquer.
Very good. River. the horses, they can't see him. So the river was so ferocious, so many horses, drowned. Yeah. So one Betoghora, a third class horse, he's a, how was the water? Let me try. Betoghora. These are Betoghora. Horses with rheumatic.
But they can point to progress, not that they're all drowning.
Huh?
Well, people never thought they could reach the moon. Huh? No, they think they have.
But that is not progress. Progress means when you conquer death.
Why is that the only progress?
Because that, whatever you do, death will come and take it. So where is guarantee that we will enjoy?
Relatively, we can enjoy.
Relatively, everyone. The ant also thinking, I want something important.
You will also conquer death.
That is Krishna's proposal. Janma Mrityu Jarayamayati Dukkha Dosham. You are trying to get out of all kinds of miserable conditions. But here is your real misery. Janma Mrityu Jarayamayati. But death, all death. First of all, conquer them. Then talk of advance. Cannot conquer even on disease. There are so many persons suffering from disease, you cannot stop it. And you're making progress. What is that progress? We are rescued.
But we see that even your devotees, they're also subject to birth, death,
disease.
We
do not say that we are making progress. Like you. We are trying to make spiritual progress. We are servant of God. You never say that we are very big men. Vishnu, Tinarubhishanichana. We think much insignificant.
But what of our efforts to conquer cancer and tuberculosis?
No, because we are conquering to... we are trying to avoid death. Then it is everything is cured. Cancer, cancer's father, grandfather, everything is... So we are trying for that. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti. That is Krishna consciousness. If you simply understand me, janma karma chadibham, me, jo janati tattva. Simply if you understand what is Krishna, why he comes, what is the purpose, then you become conqueror over death. That is our fear. Simply by understanding Krishna. That is our progress. How much we have. And when one understands fully Krishna, fully it is not possible. At least partially, he is conquering over there. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti. That is real human life. How to conquer over death? Oihistam jattat punarjanma jaya. All the great sages and big kings, they left everything, went to the forest for austerity, penance. Why? To conquer our death. That is the mission. That everyone can do that, human life. And that is plainly explained in the Bhagavad. Simply try to understand me, and you conquer our death. Simple thing.
But still we see the Vaishnavas, they may argue like this, that Karmi may say that still, how do we know that you have conquered over death because you're still...
No, because you are foolish, you cannot know. Just like the example is given, there is real, you know what is called? Children.
Swing? Parents swing?
No. In your country, there is one. In India, there is real life. It rounds the
spinning wheel?
Thread for flying kite.
Oh,
what is called?
String. Just wall of string.
No.
It is spool.
Anyway.
Kite line.
Huh?
Kite line.
Kite line? Yes. How it is?
Oh, it is?
It's flying for a kite, and it's wound upon a stick.
Uh-huh.
To make the kite go higher, you unleash the edge.
No, it is going on. Sometimes the kite is going on, it is also rounding. And when the kite is coming down, that is also rounding. But you see one thing. But one thing is coming down, one is going up.
So it's defective vision, which...
That's like a cat catching a rat in the mouth, his position, and catching the gab, you see that it is on the mouth. But one is feeling pleasure, and one is feeling finished.
Say that it's very morbid to talk so much about death. They say it is very depressing to speak
because
so much about
death. They cannot conquer. Everyone doesn't like death. But because they cannot conquer, they say like that. Grips are sour. Don't bother. After jumping, when the grips are not available, it is sour.
Also not a method of conquering death. We are planning now to freeze when there is some illness that will cause death. We will freeze the body, and when the cure for the disease is discovered, we will wake it up.
Freezing is death. The rascal does not know that it is death.
Later on, we will thaw the body out and cure it.
Later on, that is a post-dated check.
And they say this, in 100 years, when we discover the cure, then we will bring you out and cure you.
Or eat him.
So you'll never discover the cure, and he will never come. Now, somebody was saying that this freezing, the body within, they decompose. The parts of the body are separate. And that is experience. You take the frozen vegetable, it is tasteless. It is decomposed.
Actually, it comes down to what Mohavishnu asked. For example, the scientists may say, well, you say that we have a life after death, that we should conquer our death, but I cannot see it. I cannot see anyone who has come back.
What is there after 100 years? What is the value of your eyes?
So it's
why are you proud of your eyes?
So you say it's based on faith?
Not faith, it is fact. Just like if somebody says the other side is Japan, I cannot see. I'm a disbelief, but that's a fact. Japan is there.
But others have seen.
Huh?
Others have seen.
Therefore, you have to hear from a person who has seen. But with the punipatena, puriprasnena, sevaya, upadakshanti tat jnanam, jnanina tat tat darshina. Darshina means one has seen.
How do we know he has seen?
Has it affected you then?
What is that?
To begin to believe that you have seen, I must have faith in you.
Yeah, that faith. How do you believe there is Japan?
Faith.
Huh? Have you seen? Then how do you believe?
Faith. Every day on the news, every day on television, a man comes on and he says what's happening all around the world. No one has ever seen anything like that.
Why is it that people are so disinclined to listen to our authority, that they all take the scientists' authority? If it's just one authority or another.
Because they are non-devotees. That is the difference. More the non-devotee, more rascal, mura, duskitina, mura. They cannot. Duskitina, mura, na prabhadante. Maya, abhrita jnana, knowledge has been taken by Maya. More you become atheist, more you become blind. This is the problem. This maxim and maxim are where there is God, there is no Nisha. Are preaching back to God. If you want to know things like that, then come back. Don't go this side, come this side. This side means you'll be drowned. This side, if somebody unnecessarily goes this side, he's dead. And this side, he's saved. The one is going this side, we are asking back to God, come this side. One goes this side, he'll find the downtown, so many nice buildings, parks and everything. And the ball who goes this side, he's dead.
In Swarup Damodar's book, you gave the example that why does the red apple fall off the tree but not the green apple?
Yeah.
So the scientists say that when the apple gets ripe, certain acids rise in the stem and weaken it, and it falls off the tree. There's no need for God or anything like that.
No.
It's automatic.
No question of God. I don't think gravitation. Why the green apple is not drawn downward?
Because the stem is very strong in a green apple, but on a red apple, it is weak.
It is conditional. Gravitation works on condition. It is not final. Under certain condition, it works. Then you have to accept condition. Under such condition, it works.
So these conditions are being set up by nature. There is no need for a control.
You cannot say the gravitation draws things downward. If gravitation, you will find cloud, thousands of tons of water. Why it is not drawn? Cloud, why it doesn't come down?
Because it is in vapor form, it is not condensed yet.
Whatever it may be, but is it waiting?
It is waiting for the proper temperature.
That everything is conditional. So these conditions.
So these conditions are part of nature.
That is all right. But you cannot say this is the law. Everything will come down. But these things are not coming down. So if there is not only this cloud, so many planets, hundreds and millions of tons, how they are flying, how they are stayed on the sky. Everyone knows it.
Each planet has its own gravitational force.
Maybe I say this condition. Under certain conditions.
What is this?
When Ramchandra threw stones for averaging, and the stones are floating. The stones did not go down.
We can see in these inborn laws of nature, all these things are going on. We don't see where there is need of some person behind it. These things are going on. Each planet has its own gravitational force. Therefore, they're balancing each other in the universe.
You do that? You float one ball, if you are so confident.
I cannot do it, but nature is
then
doing
it. Where you are asking. You do not know his being. That is asking. You are thinking everyone like you. Akumbak Manati Jagat. Everyone thinks other party is like me. So many conditions are fulfilled, then some action takes place. Five. There are mainly five causes. God throws a stone, big stone, it floats. Because he is God. He used to throw a stone, it will drown. When God makes one big planet floating, and that is possible. You cannot do it. Therefore, you have to accept.
It's on a small scale. We have set up.
Therefore, accept that you are small. You are not the great. God is great. You are small. So claim a small credit. Don't claim as good as God. That is your truth. Because we are part and parcel of God. We have got capacity to do part and parcel, not the whole.
We are doing things.
Remain small. Don't try to become big. Remain servant of God. Don't try to become God. That is foolishness.
That is our
brother. Radhapi suni chena tarorapi sansa. Remain humble and meek, you'll understand God.